Alright, so today I'm going to read a chapter from one of my favorite books. If you guys like this, I will make a habit of inviting you to my little reading sessions more often. Now, let's begin. Shame rushed through her. Shame and anger. And a wild sort of desperation. She couldn't abide the pain in his eyes, teetering on the brink of despair. Couldn't stand the absence of the grinning and winking and swaggering she knew so well. She'd do anything to get rid of that look in his eyes. Even for a few moments. So Nesta braced her hands on the arms of his chair as she brushed a kiss to his neck. Cassian's breath caught, but she pressed another lower now, closer to the collar of his dark shirt. He trembled and she kissed the hard knot in the center of his throat, licked it. She said, against his neck, please. He swallowed, and that hard knot moved against her mouth, but he didn't stop her. And so, Nesta kissed him. Moving to the other side of his neck. Raging. She didn't want that distraction. Not as she slid between him and the table and dropped to her knees. His eyes went wide. Nesta. She reached for the top of his pants. The bulge already pressing through. Please, she said again. And met his stare from where she knelt between Cassian's legs. He towered over her, but the edge in his eyes softened almost imperceptibly before he nodded. He reached to help her with the buttons and stays, but she lightly laid a hand atop his. Her fingers were steady, sure, as she unfastened his pants. Her head wholly clear. The muscles in his thighs shifted against her as she pulled him free and nearly gasped. His cock was enormous, beautiful and hard, and absolutely enormous. Her mouth dried out. Every plan she had requiring sudden reassessment. There was no way he'd fit entirely in her mouth. Perhaps no way he'd even fit in her body. But she sure as hell wanted to try. Her fingers shook a little as she stroked them down the long shaft. The skin was so soft, softer than silk or velvet. He was hard as steel beneath. He shuddered, and she lifted her eyes to find his gaze fixed on her hand. Her voice breathy, as hot need washed through her. She wrapped her hand around his cock, her fingers barely able to reach around him completely. Gentle. She made a feather soft pass over him, squeezing. Cassian shook his head, as if beyond words. She stroked him again, slightly harder. Like this. His chest heaved. His teeth shining as he gritted them, but he shook his head. Nesta smiled, and when she pumped him a third time, she squeezed hard, letting her nails graze the sensitive underside of his shaft. His hips arced off the chair, and she pinned a hand to them. I see, she murmured, and did it again, harder still, twisting her fist. She reached the round head. He tried to arch into her hand, but she pinned him again with the other hand. And this, she purred, head lowering. Do you like this? Nesta licked across his broad head. Yeah. moisture already gathering there. Everything in her body turned molten. A surge of wetness slicked between her thighs as the taste of him filled her mouth. Salt. And the words, the groans they were born on, were so delicious that Nesta sucked his dip into her mouth and grazed her tongue along the underside. He leaned his head back against the chair, hissing. She licked up his shaft in one long motion. Rubbed her thighs together as she tasted him, felt all that hot, proud steel against her mouth. She licked down the other side, coating him, making it easier for herself as she put her mouth around him again and slid him between her lips. He filled her almost immediately. And she glanced down to discover there was enough of him still exposed that she needed to add her hands. Nesta, he pleaded. And she made another pass at him, pulling him out nearly all the way before swallowing him again. Letting her throat relax, desperate for as much of him in her mouth as she could fit. Cassian's hand speared into her hair, gripping, and she realized he was holding himself back, didn't want to ram himself into her. Hurt her, displease her. And that wouldn't do. Not at all. She wanted him undone. Wanted him grabbing her head, fucking her mouth, as hard as he wished. So when Nesta took him into her mouth again, and working in unison, she dragged her teeth. Lightly enough to hurt just a bit. Cassian bucked, and she let him, swallowing him down greedily, squeezing him with her hand, enough to tell him she wanted this, wanted him to let himself go. She withdrew her lips. She withdrew her lips to the tip of him, rolling her tongue around him, and gazed at him from under her lashes. His eyes were on her, wide and glazed with lust. Couldn't take it. It was torture. A special kind of torture to have Nesta kneeling before him with his cock in her mouth and hand and not to be able to roar with pleasure. But then she stared at him through her lashes, and the sight of her with his cock between her lips snapped something. He didn't care that they were in the dining room. Little wall of windows and doors lined half the space, and anyone flying might see. Cassian slid another hand into her hair, fingers twining into her braided cornette, and he thrust into her mouth. She took him deep and moaned so loudly it reverberated along his cock and strayed into his balls. They tightened further, and release gathered in his spine, a scorching knot that had him into her mouth again. He was utterly at her mercy. Nesta moaned once more, a soft encouragement. And Cassian needed nothing else. Gripping her hair, her scalp, holding her in place, he thrust his hips. She met him with each stroke, mouth and hand, working in unison, until the slick heat of her, the teeth that sometimes grazed him, teased him, the tightness of her fist. They were unbearable, were all he cared about. Cassian fucked her mouth, and her moaning had him deciding he'd fuck the rest of her too. Strip those pants off of her. Drive into her so hard she'd scream his name to the ceiling. He made to pull out, but Nesta refused to move. He growled, his fingers clamping on her head. Still her. I want to be inside you, he managed to say. His voice like gravel, but Nesta looked up at him again from under her lashes, and he watched his length disappear into her mouth. His tip bumped against the back of her throat. He clenched his teeth. I want to finish inside you. Nesta only huffed the laugh and sucked him down. So deep that he couldn't stop it. Couldn't stop the release as she slid her other hand into his pants and kept his ball squeezing softly. Cassian came with a roar that shook the glasses on the table as he spilled himself down her throat. She weathered it, weathered him. And when he stopped shuddering, she smoothed. Nesta held his stare while she swallowed down every ounce of what he slipped into her mouth, and then her lips curved upward, a queen, triumphant. Cassian panted, not caring that his cock was still out, slick and leaking, only that she was mere inches away, and he was going to return this particular favor she'd given him. Nesta rose to her feet, eyes flicking to his cock, the heat in her gaze threatening to burn him, and the scent of her arousal wrapping itself around him. Take your pants off, he growled. Nesta's smile only grew. Pure feline amusement. He'd fuck her on the table right now. He didn't care about anything else. About the common space they were in. Okay. That is enough of that. Let me know if you want me to read you more smut. This was actually like a lot.